Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, has it been almost 11 years? I can't believe it. He's the founder and chief engagement officer and encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, the author of a number of books, including the second edition of Leaders Open Doors. He's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back to the show.
That's right. Last time I was on, I think I got my 10-year pin or something.
That's right.
Like that.
Exactly. No, it's an email. What we give you for anniversaries, you get an email from us.
It was a virtual pin.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So, okay, now, you wrote the book Leaders Open Doors. We've talked about it several times on the show before. But I want you to talk to us about getting this second edition off the ground. One of the things that I know about leaders is, my favorite story of a leader that I love to tell, I love to say this because it's a short one and it's very powerful, was Hannibal, the Carthaginian general, crossing the Alps with elephants, no less. And his generals came to him and said, we can't find a way through, too much snow. He said, we either find a way or we make a way.
There you go.
I love that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the idea of persistence and not giving up when others want to give up and when others doubt you.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of important.
That's what leaders do. Now, leaders, of course, leaders aren't foolhardy. If you're successful, you aren't foolhardy. You can be all in without taking it down the tube, but still, it's important to have that kind of commitment. And tell us a little bit about what you had to go through to get this second book, because it's an interesting story.
Well, you know, the book itself, it's its own backstory of persistence. It's like the little book that could.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, we all read The Little Engine That Could,
yep.
and I think I can. And first of all, this book I didn't even expect to write. It kind of came to me because of a brief conversation that I had with my son, and I'll quickly retell that. My son got to be the class leader for the day, and this was kind of a big deal because I teach and design leadership programs around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I asked him the simple question, well, that's cool, what'd you get to do as class leader? Unexpectedly, he said, I got to open doors for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking about that. I was like, wow, leaders opening doors, and that's exactly what leaders had done with me, and
mm-hmm.
it made it all the difference.
Is he getting a cut of everything, by the way?
Indirectly.
Is he asking you for that?
it's more of a virtual.
Three hots and a cot, right?
Exactly. But the book came to me from an unexpected place. I wasn't working for writing a book. I didn't feel like I needed to right now, and yet it came to me. Then the book, I floated the proposal for the book past my publisher, who had published previous books for me, actually three previous books that I was involved with, and they rejected it. They liked one element of it, but they ultimately
people you
rejected.
These are people you knew, you had a track record with, said, sorry, take it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting is that now there's a book that's coming out that blew out the one portion that they liked, and this author wrote the book for them on the piece of my book that they liked.
So what did you do with that book? What did you do?
I didn't want to write the book they wanted me to write. I'm like, no, this one
right.
is this. I had a very clear vision, vision for this book than any I had had before.
And that's a leadership element right there. When everybody else, and this is one of the really hard parts, Bill, about being a leader. I want you to talk about this because this is a moment. What you just said is a moment when leaders have to decide, okay, do I have a chance to fight, or do I have a fighting chance? And they, when they say, okay, I have this idea, I know this is what I want to do, but they're telling me it's not, and who's right? And knowing who to listen to, that's the real tough part about leadership, isn't it?
And it takes a real sincere belief in your own vision at some point. And so I had a clear vision for this book, and so I said, well, you know, I'm I said, well, then I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to try to get this self-published. And I actually did it with the publisher that rejected the book. They had a self-publishing arm, so I self-published
right.
it
yeah.
and got behind it, and it really started resonating. I put it this way. My first book, which was published traditionally, mm-hmm. has 9 5-star reviews on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The self-published version of the book of Leaders Open Doors has 58.
Right.
Review.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So did you go back? Did you go? Surely you went back and gave them the raspberry, right?
Well,
tell me, please tell me you did, because it's they deserve the raspberry.
I didn't spike the ball in the end zone.
Well, did they come to you and say, boy, were we wrong?
Well, through back channels, I heard that comment delivered to
they should
the
have.
Publicist in my book.
They should have. All right, so then what happened?
So then, the book's out there self-published. It's very difficult self-published because you want to get through different distribution channels. So then ASTD Press started having conversations with me about taking mm-hmm. the self-published version and
right.
turning it into a traditionally published book. And they've done that, and they're so behind it. First of all, the book resonated with them personally. Not only
now, one thing you forgot to mention in here was that you launched this book on my show.
I
you
did
completely left that
your...
part of the success story out.
Well,
that's,
ultimately, that's what bore out
it's
the
too
fact
late
that
now.
All
you can't redeem
reviews.
Yourself. It's too late. You missed the opportunity. All right. So now what?
So ASTD Press gets involved in the book, and they say the only difference between the first and the second editions, we'd like you to get a forward to the book. So we got Jeff Carr, who's the mm-hmm. CEO of PeopleSource. PeopleFluent, and he did a fantastic job on the forward. And then I invited 10 leadership gurus mm-hmm. to submit stories for the epilogue, and I got stories from Ken Blanchard, from Jack Denger, mm-hmm. from Vern Harnish, from Mark Sanborn, from Bev Kay, and Jim Kouzes, who wrote The Leadership Challenge with Barry Posner. And so I got 10 leadership gurus to basically support the book by lending their own stories about leaders who opened doors for them. And now the book is
so
doing
you brought,
really
so,
well.
So as in your leadership book, you as a leader were smart enough to realize that you needed a little bit of heft, you need a little bit of critical mass, you could use a little bit of help. And so you went out and you found collaborators, you found partners, you found people who could contribute. That's a very smart leadership thing to do.
And so many of these people are people that I admired and have read their books along the way,
yep,
and
yep.
So it feels wonderful to have.
The only way to get people to think, if you're a smart person, the best way to get them to think, people to think you're smarter, is if you quote other people, if you bring other people in, other smart people, and that's what you did. The new book, it's the same, right? Second edition of Leaders Open Doors.
Leaders Open Doors, and
second
it's
edition.
Better than ever.
Quick break. We're going to have some stories for you after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting. I'm right back with Bill Treasurer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.